listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger.
Roger isn't here today, sadly. How are you, Sam?
I'm fine, a bit tired on Sunday, but I'm good.
A bit. That's a nice way to start the show. Why are you tired?
Because it's a Sunday and I'm a student.
Yes, that's very true. Nice to be honest there. This is the 16th of May. This is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show on myscr.co.uk. This is Nick Asbury, not Roger Fajani, through with you until 12 o'clock.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Coming up, we've got the Shop of the Week. I know what the Shop of the Week is this week. Let's do it now.
Do it now so you don't forget.
It's Annabelle's.
Elaborate, please.
Annabelle's on Clopton Road.
Mm-hmm.
Good shop.
Annabelle's, whereabouts is that?
Next to Gardener's News.
Oh, really? The hairdressers?
No, not the hairdressers. The one, one next to it.
Yeah, the grocers. Groceries. Yeah. That's a good shot, that one.
Yeah, I mean, it does what it says on the tin, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And she's lovely. And she's trying her best. And she's trying to make a living. And good on her. We've got another hour and three quarters to go.
We need to fill it somehow, don't we?
Yeah, no, we'll be fine. We're going to play lots and lots of music. I hope you're having a lovely day, Sunday, wherever you are, whether it be Stratford or around the world.
MyScr.co.uk.
This is the 16th of May. A big shout out to Lucy Thorpe. I shall be playing some Laura Marlin. How are you? Fantastic. I shall be playing that for her. And a big shout, of course, to Jackie Williamson. And she writes, "Morning, boys. Could you wish the delectable Sophie Rickman loads of luck for her show, The Proposal, later today? We'll be there en masse to see it and buying her lots of wine after. The Proclaimers, 500 miles, is her favourite. I realise that doesn't mean you'll necessarily play it as you're fussy, but it could have been much worse. It could have been Glee." That's very true, Jackie.
Could have been worse, yeah.
So a big shout out and loads of luck to Sophie Rickman for her show, The Proposal, today. If you've got any other requests, info@myscr.co.uk. We've got an hour and a half to get through together because Roger isn't here. So we're having a bit of a music show today.
I'm hoping to get her on Skype for the old quiz.
Ah. Brilliant. That'll be coming up at 11:30. I've already done Shop of the Week. I shall be going through the newspapers at some stage, and I shall be going through some of the local news.
Nick and Rocha.
US President Barack Obama was taken by surprise by the advances of an admirer during an impromptu visit to a restaurant in New York State. Diner Luann Haley stopped Mr. Obama in his tracks with her comment, "You're a hottie with a smoking little body."
Blimey.
The president hugged the 45-year-old, but warned the First Lady Michelle Obama would be watching. With a glance at the TV cameras, Ms. Haley said, "That's all right. Hi, Michelle. Eat your heart out." The spicy lunchtime encounter took place in London, New York State, at Duff's Famous Wings. An eatery known for its buffalo wings.
God, I wonder how easy it is for him to go out and have a meal with his family.
He quite patently can't.
Yeah.
Mr. Obama was later to deliver a speech on the economy in the hard-hit industrial city of Buffalo. Quite extraordinary. And that's what being a US president is all about.
Stratford Community Radio.
Anger is an energy. What do you think of that, Sam?
It's a good song, that one.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. That was written...
Before I was born?
11 years before you were born.
1980, then?
Yeah. 81, probably. Yeah. Wow. Sorry, I'm just rather taken aback by that. I was 10.
I apologise. You were born in 1970?
71. Oh, get it right. A 12-year-old boy who became a hit on YouTube with his cover version of Lady Gaga's Paparazzi, has received a phone call from the pop star.
Really?
Grayson Chance, which I think he's worthy of a phone call just for that name, Grayson Chance, has had more than 10 million hits on YouTube for his piano rendition of the hit single. He was appearing on Ellen DeGeneres' US chat
show. DeGeneres.
Really?
Degenerous. Degenerous.
Ellen
DeGeneres.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Contact us. info@myscr.co.uk.
I don't trust what I've just told you.
I don't.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres. US chat, sir. When Lady Gaga phoned in to wish him luck. Keep following your dreams and work really hard and stay away from girls and be focused. Right. Nice one, lady. Chance's video was recorded at a talent show in Edmond, a suburb of Oklahoma City, on 12th of April. The youngster... Oh, the rest is just not interesting. Very good. Well, well done. That's interesting. Not.
Why'd you read it out, then?
I don't know. Contact us, info@myocr.co.uk, if you think you can contribute to this radio show at any point.
It would help.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Whoa! Caught me slightly unawares there. Sorry to if you just sort of woke up and went, whoa, what the, what's he say? Yes, I was just busy looking up all sorts of stuff. This is Stratford Community Radio, myscr.co.uk, and of course, a big, big love to Steve, my mate Steve, and Claire, his girlfriend. They're in Portobello Road. Portobello Road, down in...
From Harrow.
Harrow. What was their name? Kate?
Kate Nash.
Yeah. As you can see, Sam and I are good fans of Kate Nash.
Oh, massive.
Roger tends to play him every now and then. If you've got any requests, info@myscr.co.uk, apart from Kate Nash, of course, not going to play her.
Yeah.
Not going to play her at all.
Why are you saying her name? Don't give the benefit.
No, that's very true. Oh, it's all
it's
gone
bitter, isn't it?
Horribly wrong. Come on, let's go for it. I told you we were going to trawl through my record collection today.
MyScr.co.uk.
Back to the important story of Penny the Jack Russell bitch. Readers, the listener might know about...
Oh, dear. We fade that out on the actual song and you go and say it.
Well, look, it's a Jack Russell
bitch.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's the fine context. I don't mind.
It is. It's you know, it's just... but anyway, now you've drawn attention to the fact that bitch is a nasty word. But it isn't. Penny the Jack Russell bitch, as our regular listener will know, last week there was a bit of a rumpus around Stratford because a particular... a widow, bless her, 72-year-old widow, was deprived of her Jack Russell bitch.
Stop it.
Went missing and then was found and rehoused by another family. And she didn't even get a chance to get it back. But, listener, it's fine. Penny, the Jack Russell bitch that went missing and got wrongly rehomed, is now back with her original owner. The owner this week received an unreserved apology from Stratford-on-Avon District Council. The council admitted that Penny had been mistakenly found a new home, partly as a result of a clerical error.
Right.
And she had to go all the way to the Stratford Herald to try and get her back. Despite the apology, however, the family of Liz Hewns of Ashourne, the 72-year-old widow who is Penny's owner, said they would be demanding that the council provides compensation for the legal costs involved in ensuring Penny's safe return.
Why do they sometimes have to go to the paper to get what you want? Because the paper are the masters of targeting the council.
Well, the lawyers for the family are claiming that the council had breached its duty of care. Bit of politics there, ladies and gentlemen. Or lady, or gentleman.
Or person.
Yeah, given the fact that we've only got one listener. Email us in, info@myscr.co.uk. Let us know that you are listening. Otherwise, just go home. although I am quite enjoying trawling through some old favourites of mine. I particularly enjoy the U2 into Sweet Disposition, I thought. Let us know what you think, info@myscr.co.uk.
Oh, classic link, that is going on the podcast.
Yeah, listen to the podcast, but what is it?
It's breakfastybroach.co.uk.
And you can listen to the podcast. I did last week, actually.
Which one was that?
Well,
what happened in it? Because I've forgotten.
Don't ask me. Okay. The carousel. This is interesting-ish. Carousel plan runs into opposition. A fairground rider's owner's plans to install a carousel and a children's ride on Stratford-on-Avon Recreation Ground.
A Ferris wheel?
No, not a Ferris wheel. A carousel. You know, one of those... They just go round.
Oh, yeah.
Children's ride.
That wouldn't work, would it?
On the rec. Yeah, well, you see, that's what the council have said.
Emily Wilson. Obviously, I'm impartial.
So. Well, quite. Yeah, that's not the opinion of Stratford Community Radio.
Or my opinion at all.
No. Emily Wilson submitted a planning application to Stratford District Council for the two rides and associated work, including the erection of a generator. Ah, you see, there we go. Mrs. Wilson would like an annual seasonal licence to do that. But it's been rejected. Let us know what you think. info@mysdr.co.uk. We are fulfilling our remit as a Stratford community station, even though...
no one in Stratford listens to us.
No, exactly.
That's probably not even a joke.
Oh, dear. Chris McGill's in Ettington. He's local. He's coming around for a roast later on. I bleed and hope you are.
Nick and Rochelle.
Big shout out to Stephen Campbell Moore and Clef Foy, Emma Pallon, Jackie Williams. We've got all sorts of listener in today.
None from Stratford.
No, I don't even think Chris McGill's in town. So, you know, he's...
is Chris the one who made that
Wink
video?
Photography are listening. There you go. That's hey. Stratford.
Yeah, was Chris the one who made the video for the RSC?
Yes, indeed.
That is brilliant.
Have you checked it out?
Yeah, I stick it on the blog. It is so good.
Brilliant, isn't it? We're coming home.
Amazing.
Fantastic. That combined with the fact that young Sam went and saw Romeo and Juliet last week.
Amazing.
I'd just like to say that's a big...
It's a big leap for mankind.
Yeah. And you really enjoyed it.
It was amazing.
For those that... have you put your review... you've put your review
no,
on...
no, I've put a coming soon on there because I haven't found time yet.
Ah, Lucy Thoughts in Stratford.
Hey!
Lucy, come on
in. We've got a Stratford listener.
A Stratford listener, along with Wing Photography. We've got three listener.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll go to the foot of my stairs. I better do some more Stratford Herald news then.
Yeah, 4 minutes till the quiz.
Oh, we've got the quiz coming.
The quiz.
A temporary tourist office for Stratford-upon-Avon. Hey, all this stuff about the... it was the lead news on Midlands Today yesterday.
It's all
about
going
the,
off.
It's all kicking off about the tourist information centre. And, you know, there's this guy on there going, well, Stratford does need a tourist information centre.
Was he a Stratford type?
Yeah. And you just go, well, of course it does. Quite a lot of tourists come here. It's the second most popular destination for tourists in Britain.
Really?
Yeah.
What's number one? London?
Yeah, Camden Lock.
All right.
Stratford Community Radio.
Oh, is my fader up?
The quiz.
The quiz.
Thank you very much.
That's quite all right.
Are you ready for question number one?
No. So we couldn't get Roger on Skype then?
No, I messaged her twice and she didn't reply.
Oh, she's not listening.
No, how rude.
Where is she? Where is Regine?
She's minding.
She's doing motherly duties.
Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Contact us with your answers. info@myscr.co.uk, by the way.
Ready?
Yeah.
Which was the first of London's underground lines to be built? Was it Central, Circle, District, or Metropolitan?
Wow.
Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
I was expecting you to say something. Where was the artist Pablo Picasso born? Was it Barcelona, Malaga, Marbella, or Seville?
Marbella.
Is that it?
Well, that's not the answer, but...
Marbella. Marbella.
So, can you say that again, please?
Yeah. Where was the artist Pablo Picasso born? Was it Barcelona, Malaga, Marbella, or Seville? Question number three.
On the show, every night.
In which state was US President Dwight E. Eisenhower born? Was it Alabama, California, Georgia, or Texas?
Wow.
You ready? I'll go over those questions one more time. Question number one.
Is there only three questions?
Yeah, we've got what happened next. Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Which was the first of London's underground lines to be built? Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
Where was the artist Pablo Picasso born? Question number three.
On the show, every night.
In which state was US President Dwight E. Eisenhower born? And question number four.
That's a big place down south.
And now, it's time for... What What happened next?
11:20, that was Ellie Goulding.
Sam has a little soft spot.
Oh, I do.
She's there for Bird.
She certainly is.
She is, isn't she?
Yeah. What happened next?
What happened next? I'll repeat it again.
11:20, that was Ellie Goulding.
Sam has a little soft spot.
Oh, I do.
She's there for Bird.
She certainly is.
She is, isn't she?
Yeah.
What happened next?
I said something else about Hereford Birds, I think, or something. I don't know. Oh, well, all right.
Can you tell me?
What happened next?
A couple of listeners might know that on Friday, in the Inbetweeners, I was playing and I was chatting to the woman playing my wife.
Yes. Wasn't she your wife in...
Yeah, and then I said, Doctors? I said, have you got anything coming up? She said, oh, yeah, I'm filming an episode of Doctors next week. Turns out she's playing my wife in Doctors as well.
Bizarre. That's bizarre.
That is very bizarre. For any listener that doesn't know, that is two completely separate casting departments deciding that she and I are man and wife.
What a match.
What happened next?
Well...
You got it?
No.
And number three.
What happened next?
The other thing I'd like to tell you about is Stratford upon Avon and District Radio Society.
Oh.
Yes, it meets on the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Home Guard Club in Tiddington at 7:30.
Wow, goodness.
Visitors and prospective members are welcome to our meetings on the many aspects of amateur radio. We offer training for those interested in obtaining an amateur license. Nick.
What? I mean, you know, we could tell him a thing or two about amateurism.
They probably would chuck us out. Anyway, if you'd like more information, www.stratfordradiosociety.freeserve.co.uk.
What happened next?
Wow.
Do you know what happens next?
No.
It's all off last week's podcast.
I know. Well, listener, you'll have to tune into the podcast to find out. But I don't know. I'm writing down some interesting things.
Right.
Is that it?
That's it. I'll go over them one more time for the listeners.
What happened next?
11:20, that was Ellie Goulding.
Sam has a little soft spot.
Oh, I do.
She's there for Bird.
She certainly is.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
What happened next?
A couple of listeners might know that on Friday, in the Inbetweeners, I was playing and I was chatting to the woman playing my wife.
Yes.
Wasn't
she your wife in...
Yeah, and then I said, Doctors? I said, have you got anything coming up? She said, oh, yeah, I'm filming an episode of Doctors next week. Turns out she's playing my wife in Doctors as well.
Bizarre. That's bizarre.
That is very bizarre. For any listener that doesn't know, that is two completely separate casting departments deciding that she and I are man and wife.
What a match.
What happened next?
The other thing I'd like to tell you about is Stratford upon Avon and District Radio Society.
Oh.
Yes, it meets on the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Home Guard Club in Tiddington at 7:30.
Wow, goodness.
Visitors and prospective members are welcome to our meetings on the many aspects of amateur radio. We offer training for those interested in obtaining an amateur license. Nick.
What? I mean, you know, we could tell him a thing or two about amateurism.
They probably would chuck us out. Anyway, if you'd like more information, www.stratfordradiosociety.freeserve.co.uk.
That was... What happened next? On Stratford Community Radio.
Take it away.
Take it away. That was the quiz.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Right.
The quiz.
Before we go on with the quiz, can I plug something, please?
What is it, a bath?
Well, no. My friend does a show here on Friday nights. He's called Paul, and he did a show called Reload. He wanted me to plug that for him. That's Reload at 5 o'clock on myscr.co.uk.
Yeah, brilliant. Go for it.
It used to be called Subsonic. It's still called Subsonic on the website, but it's changing soon, I'd like to say.
We're getting it all. We're all coming in. The Palant's still listening, which I find quite extraordinary. we've got some answers here as well. And a big shout to Tom Starley, Wink headquarters, are still listening.
Wow.
They're still listening, and can we play something by either Verve, Oasis, or the Doves? Well, I'm sure we can do in a bit. We've only got 18 minutes left.
It's fine. Question number one.
And your cousin.
Oh, what?
Chess Bailey.
Is she listening?
Yeah, she's answered.
She told me she was watching The Hills.
Chess, you're a Chess Bailey.
No, it's Francesca Bailey. You got to do.
Oh, Francesca Bailey. you're a star. Cheltenham, aren't you?
Cheltenham Bird.
Brilliant. We've got some answers.
Your steak.
Which was the first London Underground line to be built, Nick?
I said Metropolitan. Markers. Can you see these? Do you want to read these? Markers.
Which one are they on? Stratford Community Radio?
Well, I would
or
imagine.
Or the one.com one?
That's stop web- sniffing.
Sorry. Well, you do it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Markers. Oh, yeah. District.
I can read them all here. Yeah. Okay.
Chess Bailey has put Tower Subway, which isn't strictly a one of the answers even listed.
Frankly, oh, Chess.
There, Chess, that's poor. Frankly.
Tower Subway, wrong country.
What is the answer?
Right, Nick, and everyone else. It's Metropolitan.
I put Metropolitan.
Oh, did you?
That's what I said. Metropolitan.
In that case, you're right. Sorry.
Thanks very much.
Too many answers coming towards me. I can't handle it. Question number two.
I tried sausages and trees.
Where was the artist Pablo Picasso born, Nick? Sorry, hang on.
Nick Asprey.
That's more like it.
Get a bit of Peter Dixon in. You can't go wrong. I put Barcelona. Marcus has put Malaga. And Chess has put Malaga 2.
Nick? You're wrong. Chess and Marcus. Got Malaga.
Well, it's good call. Well, he is an artist type.
He's an artist type.
Yeah, he's an artist type.
Artist
by the way,
concept.
Keep listening, Marcus. I've got a track lined up just for you.
Question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
In which state was US President Dwight E. Eisenhower born?
Nick Asprey.
I've put Georgia. Total stab in the dark. But it's on my mind.
Ah! What was the other one that's put?
Oh, God. Williamson's. You sort this out. Quizmaster. Sam. Jackie, our devoted listener, has sent her answers in via the website.
Oh, sorry, Jackie. I keep forgetting to check that tab.
Oh,
let me just go through our answers.
I do apologise.
Got the first one wrong.
On Sam's behalf.
First one's wrong. Second one's right. Third one is wrong. Okay.
Oh. Well, she did. I don't even know whether I've got it wrong or right yet. Marcus put...
You got it wrong.
Marcus put Texas, and Chess put Texas too. What is it about Cheltenham and Munich? They've got the same answers.
The answer is Texas.
Chess and Marcus...
So all those with Texas, give yourself a point. I'll be on for question number four. Ready for it?
Yeah.
Question number four.
Nick, we should go. We should go and have a filler.
Now it's time for
Go on, Peter.
What happened next?
11:20, that was Ellie Goulding.
Sam has a little soft spot.
Oh, there. I do.
She's there for Bird.
She certainly
she
is.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
What happened next?
Nick.
I talk about Hereford girls. Marcus says Nick ran around the studio to show everybody his soft spot.
Jackie put Nick says he's a local lass. No, she's a local lass. No idea. Okay. What else is it? What's everyone else put?
Chess didn't. She's obviously lost interest.
How rude.
She's fallen asleep.
Not the first time.
No one else
has put any other answers. Here's the answer.
11:20, that was Ellie Goulding.
Sam has a little soft spot.
Oh,
there.
I do.
She's there for Bird.
She certainly is, isn't she?
Yeah. You get some quality from that part of the world, not like Harrow. Oh, it's
what, Harrow?
Harrow, how are you?
I'm a god.
I'm a god. I'm a god, like, in it.
Totally.
I mean, I love that, like Kate Nash. Oh my god, I love how are you? How are?
Oh dear.
Anyway, sorry, we've just been areaist.
Again. There you go.
Very good.
We were areaist.
This is a fine example of radio feeding on itself.
Exactly. We've got nothing to focus on outside of the studio.
Oh, dear. That's
tell me what.
What happened next?
Oh, I always did it. Tell me.
What happened next?
A couple of listeners might know that on Friday, in the Inbetweeners, I was playing, and I was chatting to the woman playing my wife.
Yes. Wasn't she your wife in...
Yeah, and then I said, Doctors? I said, have you got anything coming up? She said, oh, yeah, I'm filming an episode of Doctors next week. Turns out she's playing my wife in Doctors as well.
Bizarre. That's bizarre.
That is very bizarre. For maybe any listener that doesn't know, that is two completely separate casting departments deciding that she and I are man and wife.
What a match.
What happened next?
Roger exploded.
That's your generic answer.
Yeah.
I like that one. What was the one you put last week? The studio exploded.
Yeah, Roger exploded. No one else has put any answers, so we don't
nothing.
Have to, we don't have to hear it all again. Just pray what happened next.
It's all part of it.
Oh. A couple of listeners might know.
I don't want to hear it again.
In the Inbetweeners, I was...
Blah, 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 blah.
Wasn't she your wife in...
Yeah, and then I said, have you got anything coming up? She said, oh, yeah, I'm filming an episode of Doctors next week. Turns out she's playing my wife in Doctors as well.
Bizarre. That's bizarre.
That is very bizarre. For any listener that doesn't know, that is two completely separate casting departments deciding that she and I
get on with it,
man and wife.
What a match.
Yes.
What was her name? Let's find her. Let's see what this match is.
I've forgotten her name.
Oh, that's shocking.
How rude. How rude is that?
You forgot your fellow actress's name.
Yeah, played my wife twice. I do actually know her name.
I think she should file a divorce.
Janine Wood. The Viber in the building already.
Very early. Please tell me.
What come on, let's get this next? Agony over
you
with.
Crashed it. Tell me.
What happened next?
The other thing I'd like to tell you about is the Stratford-upon Avon and District Radio Society.
Oh.
Yes, it meets on the 2nd and 4th Monday of the month at the Home Guard Club in Tiddington at 7:30.
Oh, goodness.
Visitors and prospective members are welcome to our meetings on the many...
I'm not going to play it. It's just 30 seconds long. What do you think happened next?
I don't know. I started melting.
Oh. Here we go.
The other thing I'd like to tell you about is the Stratford-upon Avon and District Radio Society.
Oh.
Yes, it meets on the 2nd and 4th Monday of the month at the Home Guard Club in Tiddington at 7:30.
Oh, goodness.
Visitors and prospective members are welcome to our meetings on the many aspects of amateur radio. We offer training for those interested in obtaining an amateur licence. Nick.
Well, I mean... You know, we could tell him a thing or two about amateurism.
They probably would chuck us out. Anyway, if you'd like more information, www.stratfordradiosociety.freeserve.co.uk.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger.
Turkey's
myscr.co.uk.
Nice.
Talking
of amateurism, Turkey's...
You showed up your amateurism. There you go.
Oh, well, there you go. That was fascinating radio for about a second.
What happened next?
A big shout out to Joe Daxter.
On Stratford Community Radio.
That wasn't the best, was it?
It wasn't. Congratulations, Marcus and Shell, for winning the quiz.
That was a rubbish clap, sorry.
Joe Daxter, a big shout out to you in Amsterdam. We've got an Amsterdam listener.
Is there anyone in Stratford listening?
Yes, there are.
MyScr.co.uk.
This has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Thank you so much for listening for the last 2 hours. Some of you really have been listening for the last 2 hours. Mad fools. We shall be back same time next week. Roger will be back as well. It'll be the A-team back, the three of us here. Thank you very much, young Sam, for all your work. Producing and technical the departments. It is the 16th of May. This is Stratford Community Radio. See you again next week. Cheers. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.